You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Well, I told you it was coming, and it's here. It's September. It is the 1st of September. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show here on Cool FM 89.3 with me, Jerry D. Yes, it is. It has arrived. September, it seems sort of surreal. This year has gone so quickly. Looking at a few things relevant to today's date, the 1st of September, we've got Constitution Day today in Slovakia, Disaster Prevention Day in Japan, first day of school in many countries in Asia, Europe and the Americas, Flag Day in Honduras, Independence Day, this is celebrating the independence of Uzbekistan from, guess who, the Soviet Union, this was in 1991, and Journalist Day today in Taiwan, Knowledge Day in Russia, Ukraine and Armenia, Random Acts of Kindness Day today in New Zealand. That's one I like. I think we should make that every day, don't you?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Words of this song, they're a warning to the living.
The words of the song, they're a given. So baby, listen.
Let's go. I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way out of these arms until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing till you say.
Bad influence. I wanna be the one who takes you down the wrong road. Won't stop until you say it's enough. Let's dance until we drop and wake up in the same clothes.
I wanna take you higher. Let me take you down low. When you feel like you're on fire. When you finally lose control.
Waking hearts are breaking.
Let's get this music in time with the love we're making. I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way.
Step too far, wanna distract you, then silently steal your heart. Mislead you and deceive you. I'll tell you I can rescue you until you realize that I come.
Let me take you higher.
Oh, let me take you way down low.
Can be what you desire. Just be patient. Let's get this music in line with the love we're making.
I'll keep going till you say enough is enough.
And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way out of these arms until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing by you saying nothing.
I'll keep pushing till you shout, you're giving it up. You can run and try to escape, but it's gonna be tough. Say a prayer and ask for mercy or some help from above.
ago, Mr. Gary Barlow, and Enough is Enough. Now, I tell you what, something else relevant to today's date, celebrated in Australia today. It's Wattle Day. It's a day of celebration, say, in Australia. First day of September every year. It's the official start of the Australian spring. And this is the time when many acacia species, commonly called wattles, there you are, you see, in Australia, are in flower. So people wear a sprig of the acacia and flowers or leaves or both to celebrate the day. Now, although the National Floral Emblem of Australia is a particular species, this is the one called the golden wattle, any acacia can be worn to celebrate the day, and the day was originally intended to promote patriotism for the new nation of Australia.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed.
Thank you very much. And there we go. I tell you, the first of those two, that was the Rocksteady Crew with Hey You, the Rocksteady Crew. Followed on that, little number called Ho Hey, and it's from the Lumineers, an American band based in Denver, in Colorado. The founding members were, are Wesley Schultz and Jeremiah Freights. He's on drums, percussion and piano. And they began together, they began writing and performing, and that was in a place called Ramsey in New Jersey. In 2005, cellist and vocalist Naila Pakerek joined the band. That was in 2010. And, well, I tell you what, happy to say that they are still going strong. I like their music. That's the Lumineers. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We are just 40 seconds after 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. So, yeah, we're making our way to, well, to do this. And get you on your way this morning to wherever it is that you're going. Get you all spruced up, looking nice, smelling nice. Especially, please, if you're using public transport. And do your best. This is Shalimar in the shower with you this morning, a night to remember.
Tonight.
That's a good one for the shower, isn't it? On a Thursday morning. Yes, it is Thursday, by the way. 1st of September. Pinch punch. First day of the month. Get out of the shower. Come on. And I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. And just take it easy. Relax. I'm going to keep you company from now right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Dr. Computer, all being well, is going to be joining us this morning. It is Thursday when he's available. He comes in and we talk a little bit about what is happening in the world of technology. We're doing that. And I've got a special guest coming in the last hour as well. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. And, of course, plenty of great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning, like this one. This is Lisa Stansfield.
Oh, The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You take the name of a man you hardly know, and then you grow up, and the name has to go. Married with kids, and they don't want to know about the dreams you had to let it go. You're still waiting for a night in shiny. Makes me wonder where I went astray. Happy with things that leave me sideways, unlike as frost and fire. And now you still refuse that you see me. Pictures of things that you could have been. Torches I find I'm burning for you. Up so easily, what little they leave us to ruse. And if I didn't have the fire to struggle, I could freeze in your shoes. When I say I couldn't live that way, you must wonder where I went astray. Happy with things that leave me sideways, unlike as frost and fire. Wonder where I went astray. Happy with things that leave me tired, unlike as frost and fire.
There we go. That is Everything. Everything But the Girl on the one that is called Frost and Fire. A lot of fire going around these days, and a lot of frost, isn't it? The climate gets a grip on the rest of us. By the way, they were an English musical duo formed in a place where my father used to live at one time, a place called Kingston upon Hull. This is in England, and back in 1982 they were formed, consisting of lead singer and occasional guitarist Tracy Thorne and guitarist, keyboardist, producer and a singer Ben Watt. Of course, Tracy Thorne, she's done a lot as a solo artist as well. They were only running, well, say only running, 1982 they were formed, and they sort of stopped in the year 2000. The one before that, as mentioned, Lisa Stansfield, and a little track called Mighty Love. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are we're just making our way to the bottom of the hour, half past the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And the time on the Breakfast Show, as I say, is now 29 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. And what are we going to do? We're going to take a look at some of the local news. And as always, we'll be looking at this in a little bit more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Starting off with this story, it goes back to March the 19th of 2018. That's when the Deputy Director of the Office of International Affairs of the United States Department of Justice, the DOJ Criminal Division, William Ho Gonzalez, sent a letter to his Panamanian counterpart. This is Jose Antonio Candenado, as well, it was at that time, a Senior Prosecutor for International Affairs of the Attorney General's Office. The letter was a request for assistance in the Odebrecht case, which involved, among others, the main company of the Martinelli Group. This is Importadora Ricamar, S.A. It's known as ERISA. Ho Gonzalez summarily described Odebrecht's money laundering operations on behalf of corrupt officials in various Latin American countries. For example, the U.S. prosecutors cited the case of a ruling by the 13th Court of the Federal Criminal District of Curitiba in Brazil, dated March the 8th of 2016, which referred to bank accounts used by Odebrecht in several countries, such as Panama. Quote, this sentence identified an account in the name of Constructora Internacional del Sur, held at Credit Corp Bank in Panama, indicates a request, thus, unquote, and then indicates a request, a company that, together with Select Engineering Consulting Services and several other companies, transferred abroad and locally from that bank hundreds of millions of dollars in bribes. So there's more of that. It's quite a sizable article. Actually, it's in, if you want to read the whole article in La Prensa, it's very interesting. Officials from the National Police and the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor managed on Wednesday to capture Aaron Arroza Mena, who allegedly participated in the clandestine vaccination days. This was the one against COVID-19 carried out in Coco del Mar and Punta Pacifica in 2021. Sources from the public ministry confirmed that Arroza Mena was arrested in the Vaca Monte area during an investigation carried out by the National Police. President Laurentino Cortizo sanctioned the two executive decrees that regulate law number 242 of October the 13th of 2021, which regulates the medicinal and therapeutic use of cannabis in the country. One of those signed regulations creates the National Directorate for the Monitoring Activities Related to Medicinal Cannabis in Panama. The decrees have not yet been published in the Official Gazette. The decree regulates the use and access of the product and its derivatives for therapeutic, medical, veterinarian, scientific and research purposes throughout the country. President Cortizo recalled that the marketing of the products will be done under strict import control with a traceability program that includes monitoring from the cultivation areas to the laboratories and final sale points. The administrator of the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ACODECO, Jorge Quintero, revealed that they depend on the Ministry of Economy and Finance to obtain the necessary funds to carry out all their new tasks. Quintero plans to go next Monday, the 4th of September, to the Budget Commission of the National Assembly to support his budget for 2023. He reiterated that at the moment they depend on the MEF for the 2023 budget issue. We have sent the documentation and notes to the MEF, and I think it's on the right track. However, if you said this is to do with the products, because this is what they're having to go out and check, especially also including decree number 13, which is to do with the pharmacies, if you remember. Copa Airlines, they celebrated their 75th anniversary with an event at the airline's hangar number 2 at the Tocumen International Airport, where it unveiled a 737-800 NG aircraft with a retro design and colours, one of the old aircraft operated by the company between 1988 and 2005 with the colours red and yellow. Do you remember that? I remember that quite well. With this Boeing 737-800 painted in the colours that our fleet wore at the beginning of the 1990s, we want to commemorate a key time in our history when we began what would become and be called the Hub of the Americas and the transformation of Copa in the as the leading airline in the region. So, good news, 75 years, that's quite something. Must have had the biplanes in the old days. Anyway, that's it. Those are some of the things in the news for today. By the way, this legalization now of cannabis for medicinal purposes, etc., etc. It seems a little bit strange because when the good lady and I were on vacation, we went up and spent a few days in Boston. And if you go to Starbucks, you can get Starbucks with CDB in it. And here we are with all these sort of rules and regulations. Good coffee, apparently. 23 minutes right now, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Balcarbliondo on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play this.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Called the rebel to the Lord. Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
Cockney Rebel and Come Up and See Me Sometime. I love that song. That has brought us time-wise, if you keep your eye on the time, we're 14 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And as you make your way into work this morning, don't forget to make a little stop on the way, alright? The Gourmet Store, the delicatessen store and speciality foods, well, they're in Paitia Mall now. Yep, they're also in Paitia Mall, which is next to the Panama Clinic in the Pacific Centre. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday, so do pop along. Go in and go and get yourself something nice for breakfast. They do great breads, empanadas, etc., etc. And I tell you what, let me give you some... bang the microphone, Jerry, why don't you? Let me give you a little bit of information, because I mentioned earlier on we do have a guest coming in the last hour of this morning's program. We're going to be talking about a play. We're going to be talking with the producer of the play, Reina Meragaglia, and this is called Applause Going Inside. It says with a unique montage, and it's starring Gabby Ganasso. So that's to come in the last hour this morning. We're talking a little bit of culture here on The Breakfast Show. that'll be nice for a change, I hear you say. Don't forget, it is Thursday, and Orbing World Dr. Computer is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll see what's happening in the world of technology. And I've got great music. We'll also take a little rummage around the internet, see what we can find to keep you entertained, going from now right through until 10 o'clock. Music-wise, this is Imagination. Just an illusion. Just an illusion. Doing a little bit of magic here on The Breakfast Show from Imagination. Right, I mentioned earlier on, didn't I? We played a piece of music Everything But the Girl. And I mentioned Tracy Thorn, who's also done quite a bit of work as a solo artist as well. And just out of interest, she started with her music career back in 1979 to 1980. She was in the punk-pop hybrid group called Stern Bops, playing guitar and providing some vocal backing. From 1980-83, she was in the Marine Girls as well. She then formed Marine Girls herself as a primary songwriter, playing guitar and vocals as well, or sharing the vocals. The band released two albums, which one was called Beach Party in 81 and Lazy Ways in 1983, and three singles as well. And then, of course, came Everything But the Girl. That was 1982 to 2000. And then solo career. Well, she was doing bits of solo work right from 1982 right through to present while she was with the band. Here's one of hers on her own. Remember this one? Dance Floor.
Where did we begin? Back in the days we lived inside each other's skin. We traveled like we never needed anything. Think of what you'd have to pack if you left and planned on never coming back. Just the thought of it can stop you in your tracks and make you stay.
Jerry D.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know.
sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce. Pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables. And tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey? I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers. And tell you what, by the way, don't forget our friends at Encuentro 24. Yep, they've got those high-sense TVs. All sorts of sizes for you. Something that'll suit you perfectly. All right. And remember, if you buy one from them and you use Entrega Domicilio, okay, it's free. They'll deliver it free and 10% discount. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Of course not. Encuentro 24. Time on the Breakfast Show, about a minute and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. So we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this Thursday morning. 1st of September, by the way, if you just joined us. Pinch Bunch. first day of the month. I did that earlier on, but just in case you weren't here. Not you doing it to me. Former President Donald Trump's legal team will square off against the U.S. Justice Department in federal court on Thursday. This is in a bid to convince a judge to appoint a special master to review the materials the FBI seized from Trump's Florida estate. The hearing comes less than 2 days after prosecutors laid out fresh details about their ongoing criminal investigation into whether Trump illegally retained government records and sought to obstruct the government's probe by concealing some of them from the FBI. Taiwan's military, for the first time, shot down an unidentified civilian drone that entered its airspace near an islet off the Chinese coast on Thursday after the government vowed to take tough measures to deal with an increase in such incursions. Beijing, which claims Taiwan as its own against the strong objections of the Taipei government, has held military exercises around the island since early last month in reaction to a visit to Taipei by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi. China's arbitrary and discriminatory detention of Uyghurs and other Muslims in its Xinjiang region may constitute crimes against humanity, the outgoing UN human rights chief said in a long-awaited report on Wednesday. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet, who has faced criticism from some diplomats and rights groups for being too soft on China, released the report just minutes before her 4-year term ended. She visited China back in May. Shelling near Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant complex forced an hours-long delay on Thursday of a planned visit by UN experts to the site, but the team leader said that they remain determined to carry out their safety inspection. Russia and Ukraine accused each other of trying to sabotage the mission of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, to the plant. This is in southern central Ukraine, which is controlled by Russian forces but operated by Ukrainian staff. A Malaysian court on Thursday sentenced Rosma Mansour, the wife of former Prime Minister Najib Razak, to a decade in prison for seeking and receiving bribes in exchange for government contracts just days after her husband was jailed for corruption. The couple have been the focus of multiple graft investigations since Najib's surprise election defeat. And this was in 2018 when voters' anger over a separate multi-billion dollar corruption scandal ended his 9 years in power. Ravil Maganov, chairman of Russia's second-largest oil producer, Lukoil, died on Thursday after falling from a hospital window in Moscow, a source familiar with the situation told Reuters. Some Russian media also reported the death of Maganov, 67, who was also Lukoil's vice president, citing unnamed sources. No immediate comment was available from Lukoil. Maganov had worked in Lukoil since 1993, shortly after the company inception, and had overseen its refining, production and exploration, becoming chairman in 2020. His brother, Neil, is the head of mid-sized Russian oil producer Tatneft. Sri Lanka has reached a preliminary agreement with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, for a loan of about $2.9 billion, the global lender said on Thursday, as the country seeks a way out of its worst economic crisis in decades. The agreement, which Reuters first reported on Wednesday, is subject to approval by the IMF management and its executive board and is contingent on Sri Lankan authorities following through with previously agreed measures. The southwestern Chinese metropolis of Chengdu, well, as we've sort of all learnt to live with COVID-19, China's backing back to lockdowns. They announced the lockdown of its 21.2 million residents as it launched 4 days of citywide COVID-19 testing as some of the country's most populous and economically important cities battle outbreaks. Residents of Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan, province were ordered to stay home from 6 p.m. on Thursday, with households allowed to send one person per day to shop for necessities, the city government said in a statement. Tugboats that refloated an oil tanker that was briefly stranded in Egypt's Suez Canal late on Wednesday after a technical fault with its rudder, the Suez Canal Authority have said. The 252-metre, that's around about 827 feet, the vessel, the Affinity 5, had drifted to obstruct the southern section of the canal while travelling in a southbound convoy of ships around about 1700 hours GMT, shipping and canal sources have said. The SCA sources said that shortly after 2200 hours GMT, the traffic had returned to normal. So that's it. There's some of the items in the international news for this morning here on the Breakfast Show. And time right now, we are 7.5 minutes after seven.
Dancing, how many nights I've missed, yeah, I've lost count. haven't seen your faces in a while. I should call my friend.
I should call my friend and go get my.
There we go, that was Shawn Mendes and Call My Friends. And before that one, it was Buck Cherry, and that was called Sorry. We're 14 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a look and see what is happening with the weather for this morning. The last couple of days have been rather nice, but today is a little bit different. Looking out of the studio window, it's really quite cloudy out there today. It is indeed. So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a look and see what they say. This is the Hydrometeorological Department. Let's see what we got for today, the 1st of September, starting with Costa Riva in the province of Colón. 30 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature today. The minimum temperature will be 24 degrees Celsius, with 36 being the thermal sensation, which isn't too uncomfortable. Relative humidity is at 81%. During the course of the morning, it's going to be partially cloudy over there, and it's got isolated rains here and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight it's going to be cloudy. Moving across the isthmus to West Panama, it does say here partially cloudy, so that's just up the road, but we'll see. 31 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature in West Panama today, with 23 the minimum. 37 degrees, the thermal sensation, with relative humidity at 82%. As I say, they reckon this morning partially cloudy, rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy to tonight. Now, let's move along. Metropolitan area, what they got in store for us here. 31 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature, 24 minimum. 37 degrees, the thermal sensation, with 82% relative humidity. That is the same as West Panama. Let me double check out the winner. There is no break in the clouds, but they do say partially cloudy. So you never know, we got till midday. This afternoon, I bet we got those thunderstorms. Yes, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and back to being cloudy tonight. Let's take a look. Let's go out into the Gulf of Panama, around the islands out there, the Perlis Islands. We've got 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature out there today, with 25 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation, with relative humidity up there at 93%. Isolated rains with thunderstorms for today. Rain with thunderstorms, that's in the afternoon, of course. Isolated rains and thunderstorms tonight. So there we go. There is your forecast for today. Now, moving on to maritime conditions, let's start with the tides. Starting with the Pacific Ocean, low tide, that was at 12:39 this morning, and that was 0.37 of a metre. High tide was at 6:48, and that was 4.85 metres, creeping up to the 5 metre mark. Low tide, the second one, is going to be at 1:06 this afternoon, and the last high tide will be at 7:09 tonight. And the low tide, that's 0.43 of a metre, that's at 1:06. And then the high tide, the last one, 7:09 tonight, and it'll be 4.6 metres. Now, Caribbean, we have two up and one down. High tide, that was at 4:43 this morning, 0.12 of a metre. Low tide, that'll be at 9:40 this morning, and that'll be 0.03 of a metre. And then you've got to wait until just before 5 o'clock this afternoon, 4:57 for the second and last high tide. And that'll be 0.34 of a metre. Looking at the sea conditions, let's take a look and see what we've got. We've got good conditions for this morning. Very light. This is on the Caribbean. Very light winds, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southwest. Waves are at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. Again, very light winds, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the north-northeast in the afternoon. Waves at 2 feet. Now, let's take a look at the Pacific. Good conditions for this morning. Again, not much difference in the wind, just a couple of few kilometres. 10 to 15 kilometres an hour this morning. The wind coming from the east-southeasterly direction. Waves are going to be up there, though, 4 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. Not much change. 10 to 15 kilometres an hour winds coming from the south-southwest in the afternoon. And waves, they're going to be at 4 feet. So there we go. That's our sort of little look for today at what the weather is doing. Now, let me get on to this because I've got a lot to say. So this is from our friends Renee and Rick. Now, of course, they're leaving. They're at the airport. They should be boarding right now. So it's going at a gate in a few minutes and boarding at 7:05. So hopefully they're sitting ensconced in their planes. They're supposed to leave at 7:45. We want to say to everybody at TBS, thank you for years of fantastic entertainment. You have made our mornings brighter. Ciao for now. Panama, you've been good to us in the past 12 years. Be well. Abrazos. And if possible, you asked if we could play three in a row for you. I'm sure we can manage that. And, she says, we'll tune in from Oregon. If I wake up early enough, you got an alarm clock? You asked for three in a row, Renee and Rick, at the airport, sitting on their plane.
My bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. The time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to be alone.
I was alright for a while, I could smile for a while. But when I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight. When you stopped to say hello, and though you wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying.
Even Don McLean's crying there. Got some fluff on the needle by the sound of it. Anyway, I tell you what, nobody gives you a send-off like we do here at The Breakfast Show. So wishing Renee and Rick every happiness in whatever it is that they're going to be doing. And don't forget that, you know, we can annoy you anywhere you are in the world. You know, we can do that. So no doubt we'll be in touch in the future. And have a great trip. Keep in touch. And I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. We can even, you know, we can WhatsApp you on, we can talk to you on our WhatsApp from wherever it is you're is. Because I know you're going up to the States for a while, then you're off to Greece for a two-year holiday or something. So I'm sure you'll soon forget us. Anyway, look, do take care of yourselves. Thanks for being with us for the last 12 years. Absolutely amazing, isn't it? You're listening to The Breakfast Show. The time is 29 minutes. That's after the hour of... That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And it is time on this morning's Breakfast Show to take a look at what is happening in the world of business this morning, some of the business stories. It says here that September's got off to a bumpy start as persistent worries about rising global interest rates and recessions hounded stock and bond markets on Thursday and drove the safe haven US dollar to a 24-year high against the yen. Near 1% falls in London on the FTSE, Frankfurt, Paris and Milan pushed the stocks 600 to its lowest since mid-July, and bond market selling continued after the biggest monthly rout in decades. The bearishness was being fed by the possibility that the European Central Bank will raise its policy rate by a record 75 basis points next week following Wednesday's record high inflation reading. Heavy shelling in Ukraine's giant Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant rattled nerves as well. Russia had shut its main gas pipe to Europe for, quote, maintenance, while veteran investor Jeremy Grantham warned of an epic finale to the stock market super bubble, inflated by years of cheap money. The whole world is now fixated on the growth-reducing implications of inflation, rates and wartime issues such as the energy squeeze, Grantham said. Add to that COVID in China, food and energy crises, climate change, and the outlook is far grimmer than could have been foreseen. The currency markets, a dollar advanced 0.4% to a 24-year high of 139.5 yen, as investors brace for higher US rates while expecting anchored Japanese rates to go nowhere anytime soon. Eurozone manufacturing activity shrank for a second month in August, according to a survey that showed weak demand meant that factories were unable to sell as much as they made and built up stocks of finished goods at a record pace. That followed data on Wednesday showing regional inflation had risen to another record high last month, ahead of the upcoming European Central Bank policy meeting next week. Chip designer NVIDIA Corp said on Wednesday that US officials told it to stop exporting two top computing chips for artificial intelligence work to China, a move that could cripple Japanese firms' ability to carry out advanced work like image recognition and hamper NVIDIA's business as well in the country. The announcement signals a major escalation of the US crackdown on China's technological capabilities as tensions bubble over the fate of Taiwan, where chips for NVIDIA and almost every other major chip firm are manufactured. NVIDIA shares fell 6.6% after hours. The company said the ban, which affects its A100 and H100 chips, designed to speed up machine learning tasks, could interfere with completion of developing the H100, the flagship chip it announced this year. And that's not all. Advanced Micro Devices Inc., yep, AMD, on Wednesday said the US officials have told it to stop exporting its top artificial intelligence chip to China, according to a spokesperson. The company said new license requirements prevent shipment of its M1250 or MI250 chips to China, but it believes its MI100 chips are not affected by the new requirement. The company said it does not believe the new rules will have a material impact on its business. A US move to stop NVIDIA Corp from selling top artificial intelligence chips to China undermines the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese companies and the stability of global industrial and supply chains, Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson Xu Jiuting told a regular news conference on Thursday. Chip designer NVIDIA Corp said on Wednesday that the US officials told it to stop exporting those two chips. And lastly, if you are flying and you are going to be connecting with Lufthansa, well, Germany's Lufthansa said that it will have to cancel 800 flights today, Friday, likely affecting 130,000 passengers after the pilots' union announced a one-day strike. The Verenigung Cockpit VC union said late on Wednesday that pay talks had failed and Lufthansa pilots would stage a 24-hour strike starting just after midnight on Thursday, affecting both passengers and cargo services. And that's it. Those are some of the things in the international news for this morning here on The Breakfast Show.
But Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
That is Rihanna and Only Girl in the World. Before that, it was the 12-inch version of Chris Rea and Diamonds. Anyway, so though Renee and Rick, they disappear off into the sunset, well, sunrise, I suppose. Back up to the States, then off to Greece. That must be quite something. Different climate, of course, from here. Oh, it's one of the things, though, living here for so long now. People say to me, you know, is there anything that you miss about living over on the other side of the pond in the United Kingdom? And I said, well, yeah, really. I one of the things I miss is the seasons. You know, here we just, it sort of goes continuously, doesn't it? Same temperatures, it's either wet or dry. So I miss the seasons over in the UK, and especially.
Oh, London in the spring makes me feel so lucky I'm alive. I've got love to give, I've got my whole life to live. Walking through the park, sunshine pours like honey through the trees. I believe I'm coming home. Well, some people tell me of better things to do and more productive ways that I could spend my time, but I'm not sure I agree. It often seems to me we spend our lives talking foolish and running blind, and we forget how to enjoy the simple things, like walking through London in the spring. Spring, see St. Paul's Cathedral like man of high society, calmly sitting quietly, and you watch the River Thames weaving like a needle through the tide all the way down to the sea. Well, some people tell me the best is far behind us. It's hopeless to be hopeful anymore, but I'm not sure I agree. I am hoping love will find us and gently guide our vessel to the shore, where there'll be no need for beggars or kings, all equal to share London in the spring.
Passenger, and a lovely little song there, London in the Spring. And, well, Ray and Rick, you sent me a pic for the tarmac. So if you're on your way off now, by the way, good wishes are sent to you from Mary Lou. She says, safe trip, Renee and Rick. Right, let me just remind you about a couple of things as you make your way off today. What time now? 13 and a half before the hour of 8 o'clock. As you're settling down, got your breakfast. By the way, don't forget the De Gourmet store. This is a delicatessen and speciality food shop. It's also in Paitia Mall now. Don't forget that. That's next to the Panama Clinic in the Pacific Center. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products, of course, that you can heat and enjoy. So if you've already settled down there, don't forget, pop round there to the De Gourmet store in the Paitia Mall, and you can go and get something for your lunch as well. Now, moving on from during the day to nighttime, because it's like being in a Hollywood movie, really, with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. That's called Frank's Place. Live music every Saturday as well, by the way. You can book now on 394-6998 or 632-0103. And they're located in downtown Costa del Este, Frank's Place. Downtown, by the way, little strip mall, as you come off the first exit to go into Costa del Este. Keep immediately to your right, because there's a little slip road and a turning to the right, and that's where you'll find the strip mall, and you'll find Frank's Place there. Go and get some great food. And as I say, our friends at Encuentro 24, you've got a car? They sell them so quickly. Every 6 minutes someone buys a car in Encuentro 24. And you've got more than 5,000 cars to pick here in Panama. If you put your one on there, it'll be 5,001. Do it quickly, because they go fast. Encuentro 24, you publish it. What happens? You publish it. They buy it. Really, they do. One of my favorite groups of all time, of course, is the Moody Blues. And this is No More Lies.
To be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Close my eyes, close my eyes.
So there we are, we had the Moody Blues and No More Lies, and that was Fleetwood Mac, of course, and Little Lies. I thought they were all the same, didn't you? Take us up to the top of the hour, Mr. Andy Williams. This is called More.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping, longer than always. This is a long, long time, but far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Have the best weekend plan for you. This and every Friday, visit Aventica Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy their happy hour with 50% discount off cocktails and starters. Starting at 4 p.m, order everything from a pisco sour and a margarita to mussels and shrimp wontons at half the regular price. And on Saturdays and Sundays, bottomless mimosas for $15. Aventica at PH Towers, Calle 66 and Calle 50. We're waiting for you with free parking and our pet-friendly terrace.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Loving you's my favorite drug. I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know the kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, 'cause we fly to bite. Yeah, we ride or die. And I can't be with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no help. Who knew that they made love like
oxygen. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in. Cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists. Slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
There we go. That is Mr. Todrick Hall and Breath. Just got a picture in from Renee and Rick at the airport. I believe they were due to leave at 7:45 this morning, and they just sent a picture of them on the sort of, you know, the little road that goes alongside for the planes to go onto the runway. It's not a fairway, that's golf, isn't it? But anyway, there's a picture, and there's all this line of aircraft waiting to take off. Says you can't beat the traffic, can you? It's even at the airport as well. Anyway, don't worry, you're only going to be about 45 minutes late. You can't beat it, can you? Mary Lou, good morning to Mary Lou. And she says, good morning to everybody. Asked if we could play a piece of music for her this morning. Quite appropriate, seeing today is the 1st of September. It's Mr. Neil Diamond. And it's called September Morn. What else?
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door. Stay with me a while. I only want to talk to you. We've traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. Look at what you've done. Why, you've become a grown-up girl. I still can hear you crying in the corner of your room. And look how far we've come, so far from where we used to be. But not so far that we've forgotten how it was before. That September morn. Do you remember how we danced that night away? Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning was
still can make me feel that way. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way. September. September morning still can make me feel that way. September morning still can make me feel that way.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Gaz, how you doing? It's a Thursday morning, nice and quiet, a bit chilly. Got up kind of late this morning. Slept in after that drive and everything. I tell you, feel great. Nice, good sleeping weather, I have to say. The grass is definitely wet. The gardener's coming today. We got to chop up a bunch of stuff. Another poor guanabana decided to jump off the tree limb, and she fell to her death. My poor guanabana. So I have one so far that is not, that I picked that I hope will turn out right. I may have to go pick out the other two so that they don't rot and drop off the tree. I mean, guanabanas are so funny. They're so big and they're so far away. You have to know when they're done. You're supposed to squeeze them a little bit, and their points are supposed to turn a little softer, and their color changes and whatnot. But you can't tell because they're so far up in the tree. I have this special device that I use to get them from the tree. So, because I can't climb up there, and my guy can't climb up there. I mean, it's really up there in the tree. So I'll have to get up, get there. One, two, three, four. I've got like 6-7 guanabanas. Oh, I have to get them. They are delicious if you've never had them. I drink them in a smoothie usually because that's when they're the best. But their seeds are huge. So it's I think in the United States they were called sour sops. So I'm going to have some sour sop very soon. Sour sop soon. Got it. All right. Well, tomorrow is Friday. It is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. And today is September 1. So I wish you all a very happy White Rabbits. We all know the tradition. The first day of the month, you wish everyone a White Rabbit. And they get good luck all the month long. I'm going to be needing that. I need some White Rabbits. All right. Hi there, Mr. Tipper. Hi, Tipper. Say hello. This has the radio, see? And I just picked me a tomato while I was on the air. Can you imagine that? I have a beautiful. These tomatoes are just divine. I had one last night in a bit of a salad. They're just scrumptious. I'm so happy. I'll eat from my yard. Woo! All right. Talk to you all tomorrow if everything's good to you. And back to you in the studio.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. When it's sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. Love.
sing you a tune and promise you the moon. But if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon.
There we go, I like that. That's an old one I used to play all the time. Lynn Anderson and Rose Garden. What if Ingrid's got any roses in the garden? Seems to have everything else. Hey, I tell you what, here's a good offer for you. Our friends at Valley Motors, yeah, they're back with us. It says here, if you have a 2010 car or a newer car, say that you listened to this mention, yeah, that's me here on The Breakfast Show, just so you heard it on The Breakfast Show, you'll get a free full inspection of your car, okay? That's a $50 value, and they'll do that for you. All you've got to do is contact them today on their WhatsApp number, 6431-0419. So if you've got a 2010 or newer car, and say that you listened to this mention on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, you will get a free full inspection, it's a $50 value, of your car. So there, and they'll check it all through for you, tell you that everything's okay. All you've got to do is contact them today, and their WhatsApp is 6431-0419. 6431-0419. So drop them a note, get a WhatsApp, say you heard this, and they'll book you in, and they'll give you a full inspection on your car. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Right, it's time on this morning's Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 28 minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Call FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. And happily, he's available this morning, and he's with us, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good. Jerry?
And how are we?
We're great. It just feels like I was here a minute ago. I mean, the week flew by.
You were
so
here
fast.
A minute ago because you've been here about 5 minutes.
At least.
Yeah.
And by the way, thank you for the recommendation for that picture. I saw Yasmin there. It was really good. Looking forward to Andres' review.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
Yes, 3,000 years of longing.
Right.
Sounds like waiting for service at the bank or the telephone company.
Yeah, that's true. they could do a good advert with that, couldn't they?
Mm, definitely.
And also, let me thank you, because we did mention last week you were going to take my computer away at the weekend and sort it out for me, because it was taking about 45 minutes to an hour to load up for Windows. And you found the problem. You said it wasn't actual fact it wasn't the SSD drive that actually had the Windows on it, but it was one of the other drives.
One
that
of
was
the mechanical
stopping.
Drives. Yeah. Yes. Now, the great thing about solid-state drives is that they have come down in price enough that, for example, a 1 terabyte or a 2 terabyte drive is now very much affordable mm-hmm. in comparison mm-hmm. to what it was, for example, 10 years ago. For boot drive that you have, 256 gigabytes, is less than $50 now.
It's $41.
Exactly. And it used to be that to get something like that 10 years ago would cost you almost 100 times that. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing. What you also did this week, you sent me a link for a little sort of, box.
Mm-hmm. An external USB adapter box.
Yes, so you can plug that in, and then you can connect that up now and use it as another drive.
Yep.
Because although, I mean, we did buy a new one, which you put in, because that one we've been running for quite some time, but it's still okay, so that's good. So I've got another external drive.
Yeah, one of the great things about the Kingston drives that we're using is that they have a lifetime warranty. I know that it's...
Whose lifetime?
I believe they're rated for a number of thousands of terabytes written to.
Right.
So that's the lifetime measurement that they use, but it's usually you know, over 5 years. So a lot of the times you'll have these drives running perfectly fine for over 5 years. That being said, if they're in an environment like a surveillance camera or like the one you have, which you use it pretty much for a couple of hours every day, just doing a lot of stuff with it, then it might, you know, be a little bit worn out. You can use certain utilities, some from Kingston, some from third parties, that can give you kind of a percentage number on how much it's used. If you have a Mac, for example, you can use the system report utility that comes with the Mac to see what the percentage of the lifetime of the drive is. If it's like over 80%, you're pretty much in the clear. If it's under 50%, then you should look into replacing it. It might not break down right away, but it's usually better to replace it with a new one and keep the old one as a backup just in case.
Okay. And when you came in, you mentioned a new iPhone.
Yes, there's a new iPhone event. I think it's September 7th. And they're probably going to come out with the iPhone 14 and maybe a couple of extra devices. There's a lot of rumors going around. One of them is that the phone will support emergency text messaging using satellite radio, which is going to be interesting because, I mean, you've worked in broadcasting for a long time, even before satellites, probably. Just kidding.
Actually, you're not far off. 1968, there were many satellites around.
Yeah, there was like Sputnik and a couple of others.
That's right.
So the thing is, you can probably build a device that's sensitive enough to get information from a satellite. But I don't know that you can build it powerful enough to get the satellite to, you know, be able to listen to you. So I would have to see how exactly that would work. But I'm sure they will find some sort of a business model. Maybe the phone will use the regular ground-based network to go to a satellite transmitter.
So, but what happens then, Alex, when... I suppose this means that if you're anywhere, it'll work. Because, I mean, let's face it, most phones, even with a SIM card, it says, you know, emergency use only. So I assume you can dial an emergency number with that.
Yes, and that is one of the regulations that is valid worldwide, that emergency numbers have to be reachable no matter what network you're on. And even with the phone having no SIM at all.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if you have a phone lying around, you can dial 911 and get somebody, even if it doesn't have a SIM or a working SIM or a valid SIM. Or if you're away from where your provider usually gives you service. For example, there are certain places in Panama where only cable and wireless and Tigo reach. But say you had a Tigo phone and you were in San Blas or somewhere where only cable and wireless comes in, you can dial 911 and get some sort of help from there.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Because, I mean, one of the things I saw in a similar sort of vein is I've thought of is, you know, when we had that instance where those two girls got lost in Chiriquí. And I don't know, perhaps they didn't think they were long enough. But I mean, if I was like in a, even when we went to Europe, which is, you know, relatively dense with people. But the thing is, GPS works without anything, doesn't it? It's connected directly to your phone. It doesn't need a SIM card. It doesn't need anything. And you can download Google Maps so that it's on your phone.
So you need two things. One, power.
Right, so
always bring some
break.
Sort of, exactly. I found one on Amazon that I'm really going to recommend. I'll probably do a review on my website. And it has like, it can charge my laptop, which is 100 watts, and my phone at the same time. So it's pretty powerful. You get yourself one of those. And as you say, you download the maps onto
your phone.
And then you can at least orient yourself.
That's what we, I mean, we're even... For us, going just to Germany, which, of course, isn't in the middle of nowhere,
we downloaded
the maps anyway because can't always guarantee that you've got a provider.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you go with a brick, so you can, and the one I'm using is similar to your one, 20,000 from Xiaomi. Xiaomi. So that is capable of probably charging your phone 5 or 6 times. But of course, the thing is, if you have the maps on there, and your phone is saying, you can see where you are.
Yeah.
and you can see which direction you're going in. And that's one of the, you know, anybody that's thinking of going, it doesn't matter if you're going for an hour or 2 hours or whatever, because these girls, I guess, knew, you know, what they're doing, but they got lost. And it's not difficult when you go into these type of terrains.
Could be worse. There was a case of a missing hiker. I think it was the U.S. or Canada or something like that. And he was finally found safe and sound like a week afterwards. A little dehydrated, a little worse for wear, but, you know, in good health. The problem is the rescue team was calling him the whole time, but he didn't pick up because he didn't know the number. And he was so tired of robocalls and spam calls.
And he's
so
lost.
Yes, but he didn't pick up because he didn't know whose number
calling.
It was.
Yeah, so he didn't think of talking to them anyway and saying, can you please help?
And they didn't think of sending him a text message. No.
Yes, this is where artificial intelligence comes in.
Yeah, it's like, hi, we're from the government and we're trying to save you.
Yes, but I don't know who you are, go away. if you have your phone on, And you are able, obviously you're connected, can people find your phone?
Technically, yes, in the sense that not people, but the telephone provider could.
Mm-hmm.
You can do triangulation. I mean, you were in broadcasting in the military, and you know that using 2 points, you can at least have a basic idea of where somebody might be. If you have 3 points and 3 measurements of the signal strength, you can actually be very, very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, from the size of the cells that we use in Panama, probably a block resolution. You can tell which block somebody is in.
If you're up in Cherokee where you're not connected, there's no signal, it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. That's why there are devices that you can get online for people who do hiking in very remote areas that build their own internal networks that help you at least locate people.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way. The other way, for example, the Galaxy Watch 5, I think, is the last one from Samsung, has a hiking feature that lets you backtrack. It tracks your steps using GPS, and then even if you don't have a phone with you, it'll let you backtrack. It'll say, turn left here, walk for 4 kilometers, and so on, and let you go back to where you came from, safe and sound.
Okay. All right. That's good advice. Anyway, we've completely digressed because you were talking about the new possible new iPhone, and my immediate reaction is, why? You know, why another one? What is new? Is it going to be a different color? Is it, you know, because phones are almost sort of saturated and it's just tweaks and little bits and pieces. So I suppose we're going to have to wait and find out on the 7th what they say is so special.
We will. And again, I've used this analogy a lot of times here on the show. Phones are like cars. In the beginning, they were all the same, you know, a big chunk of metal that was in one color and did one thing and one thing well. And then as time went by and more highways, in this case the internet and 3G, 4G, 5G came along, then different form factors and different use cases started creating a more diverse landscape. But it does come to a point where it plateaus, and hopefully some other breakthrough will come in, maybe some new battery technology or some new processing technology. Because, I mean, we've done everything but incorporate microscopes and telescopes into the camera. I mean, we've got 100x zoom on some of these devices. We've got thermal cameras on some devices as well, from Cat phones and from FLIR. And it's going to be interesting to see what else they come up with. I mean, foldable phones are now a thing. There's Samsung's offering. There's a couple of other manufacturers as well. Not as much here in Panama. I know that your friends at Xiaomi also have a foldable phone, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, they do?
It in Panama. I haven't seen it in the U.S. either. So it's available in China and some other places.
There's not much in the way of Xiaomi in the States.
Yeah, it's not as well known.
No.
It's like HTC or what other brands there are. There's a couple of Asus, things like that. There's a couple of brands that are better known in the U.S. than here in Panama, and vice versa.
But the Xiaomi phone that I have, for instance, you know, and this is, just to remind everybody, this is a $300 phone, okay? Firstly, the camera is I'm extremely pleased with the results of that, because that was one of the things I thought wouldn't sort of come up to par. But the other thing is, it comes with a 67-watt charger. I don't charge my, and it's got, I think it's a 5,000 something, whatever it is, battery.
Milliamp hours.
A battery. I can use this phone for my use more than 2 days without charging it. And I charge it, and it goes turbo charging, and you see 67.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, 0.5. I mean, it's so quick. And they do have a phone which has a 120-watt charger in it. I mean, I would probably want to have the fire brigade around at the time when I charge my phone, but these seem to be the things which are extremely good. We're not seeing them standard. Why are we not seeing them on the other phones?
That's one thing that I would like to know as well, in the sense that, for example, the latest phones from other manufacturers have like a top charging speed of 25, maybe 35 watts, things like that. I'm really content with the Honor 50 that I have. It's also got a 65-watt charger. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow's launch of the Honor 70, which probably will come with a even faster charger. So that's going to be interesting. I have one at home, but I've been asked not to talk about it till tomorrow to keep the, you know, the suspense and whatever. But I'll let you guys know how it goes next week.
Okay. All right. Anything, are we sort of getting to like a silly season now where we get, you know, a lot of new stuff coming out? And because the thing is, what I'm saying is that, you know, if there is a new iPhone 14 or whatever, I mean, it's not going to be cheap. I mean, people now are paying, you know, well over $1,000 for a phone.
Sometimes $2,000.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the stage I got to. Because I think I told you I went to Cable and Wireless and, I'm quite entitled to put a, you know, to buy a phone. They'll put it on my account or whatever. And so I said, well, you know, okay, well, I said, what do you want? I said, well, I'll stick with Galaxy. Give me the 22 Pro or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. He says, okay, well, it's a down payment of $400. And then it's $100-something a month for the rest of your life. Don't die too soon. But for about 18 months. And I had a moment. I thought, I'm not going to pay that much for a phone. And I'd already looked at, because I how pleased I am with the Xiaomi tablet. And I'd already looked at some of their phones and done a little bit of browsing on YouTube. And I went there and I bought this phone, $299. It's a Redmi 11. And it's got the one, if you look, just look for the one with the 67-watt charger. It's an incredible phone. And the biggest thing for me, of course, is battery life. And with this, it's not an issue.
Now, the thing is, you mentioned people paying $1,000 or $2,000 per phone. If you take into account that our money is funny in the sense that it's not backed by pretty much anything. I was listening to a conference yesterday by our friend Aldo Antinori about the future of money at the Internet Governance Forum 2022, where I had the honor of hosting. And it's interesting that after 1971, when the dollar was unpegged, unlinked from the backing of gold or any other asset, the price of an ounce of gold is around the same as the price of a head of cattle. And if you take those two equivalences and compare, for example, the price of the phone to an ounce of gold at the time the phone came out, they're actually not that expensive. It's just that our dollars are worth a lot less now than they were a couple of years ago. So that's something to take into account, you know, regarding the prices of the phones. They are higher, yes, but some of that being higher is because our dollars are worth a little less every year.
But then that means that the $300 phone
is even cheaper.
Is even cheaper.
Yes. So, if you take into account that, it's even cheaper. It's almost a commodity in that regard. And I really think, and this is something that we've mentioned on the show several times before, that it's not a bad idea if you can afford it to get one of the more expensive phones. But even Samsung, with the A line of phones, has a great deal on some of these phones that have most of the features of the top-end ones, but at a much, you know, more reasonable price. And if you want to shop around, there's Xiaomi, there's Honor, there's Huawei, there's a couple of other brands that you can look into that can provide you a lot more value for the money if you don't necessarily need every single thing that the flagship ones have.
I mean, the only thing that would put me completely off buying a Huawei is the inability to get what you want when it comes to apps. That's the thing. I mean, we all have peculiar apps that we use, and they're not readily available. But that, of course, isn't the situation with Xiaomi.
Or Honor.
There's no problem with that. I tell you what, we're going to take a music break. Let's say a very good morning to... good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Ingrid, Alex, and your many listeners. And this is from Rowena and Phil. She says, it's our 38th wedding anniversary today.
Congrats.
Could you please play I Love You More by Leo Sayer? I mean, good grief. 38 years. Congratulations.
I love you.
Leo Sayer, and more than I can say, going out to Rowena and Phil for their 38th wedding anniversary. What were you saying about that, Alex? Years? Married years?
That the first one is difficult, the rest are just impossible. That's what I've heard. I don't agree.
Oh, okay. Right. Good thought. Right, we were talking about new themes. What about telephone software these days? I mean, that seems to be, even with cameras, isn't it? It's the software now. I was talking to somebody the other day, a photographer, and it was a question of, well, it's now the software that does all the work within the phone.
A lot of the heavy lifting is done by software, and you can tell because, for example, the Google phones, the Pixel phones, are very well known for, you know, having good cameras, but not all of them have outstanding sensors. They just have a really good sensor that is being helped by the software that takes the information from the sensor and then does a very good job using artificial intelligence of making the details pop or making the color look better or more natural and so on. So some purists don't like this and usually turn off a lot of these smart features to get better control of what they're taking.
Just switch to the pro mode.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But most consumers would just like to point the phone in a special direction and press a button and have a nice-looking really memory.
I mean, you know, where it's more noticeable, I think, with me is now how much easier night photography is. You know, when you're sort of in town or whatever, you take pictures at night, crystal clear, black sky, because I always remember the sky was always sort of like fuzzy with pixelated. So that's come a long way.
Yeah, a lot of the times what the camera will do is really take like a dozen or so pictures of the whole thing and then average out all the noise and all the pollution and then come up with something that closely resembles you having a tripod and sticking that camera up for a couple of seconds with long exposure. In fact, I don't know if you've seen some examples of the first early photography attempts, you know, in cities that they would use like hour-long exposures. So you'd see really nice pictures of the city, but no people. Because people would just walk around at their regular speed and they wouldn't register. The camera wouldn't pick them up because they were moving fast from the camera's perspective. Mm-hmm. Except if somebody was standing in a corner for a couple of hours and then that person would show up on the image.
Right.
So something like that is what these sensors do. Now, there's a way for you to get, if you look for on the internet, you know, Google Camera APK. APK is the name of packages for software for Android phones. For, and then your model number, say mine is the Honor 50, you can get the Google Camera for your phone or compiled for your phone so you can play around with some of the Google Camera settings. So if you have a good lens on your phone but you want to experiment with some of these settings, you can look for the app as well and get it on your phone and see if it does a better job than the built-in one. You might be surprised.
Yeah, no, that's interesting because first thing, where would you look for this?
Look on Google. That would be Google Camera APK. That's Alpha Papa Kilo. And then the model number for your phone.
Okay. Now, the one thing I want to ask, because I've often seen this, how do you load an APK file?
After you download it, the phone will say, hey, are you sure you want to, you know, open this? Because this could be a bad program or whatever. It's something that if you're not comfortable doing, I understand completely. But if it's a reputable site you're getting it from, then it might be fine. But once you do that, you can install that application on your phone and it will run. Of course, if you have an antivirus program or anything like that, it's a good thing to scan it first. You can even copy the URL for that file and paste it at virustotal.com. And VirusTotal will tell you if it has any malware that it knows about on it. So if I Google, for example, I'm Googling on my phone, Google Camera, APK, and then Honor 50, which is my phone, I say, Google Camera, latest GCam APK for Honor 50 from June 2021. Then I download it, and I say install. Then I have to tell it to, accept that I'm doing the install. And there it is. That's the Google app for the camera for my phone. And I can play with it, see if it does any better than my actual camera.
Okay, and does it show as a separate
camera? A separate app, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And that was quick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on your Wi-Fi, so you have good Wi-Fi, so.
I do. Mm. Hey, that's another question.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got a similar system to yours. I've got the Linksys M8000 or something, which is very, very good. But what I want to do is we're looking at moving the good lady's office into the back, which does get a signal, but I want to make sure it's going to be stable and kicked up. How do I add... can I just buy another one and add it?
Yes.
And you just connect it up and it automatically sets itself up?
You have to run the app, the Linksys app, and tell it, I'm going to set up a new one to connect to the one I have. And that's it.
Okay. So that'll link to the one that's in the other room and carry it through to...
Exactly.
Okay. That's it.
The best place to do that is usually halfway between wherever you want the signal to be and wherever you have the signal already. But since you already have one outside, then you can probably just place it wherever
It's going to be down the hallway.
Exactly.
Go halfway
because you already have one of those devices halfway to there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, excellent. And, well, that sort of brings us up towards the top of the hour. You keep him busy?
Very.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You off then?
Yeah, I have to go. I have to get ready for something called, I don't remember the name of the event. It's a U.S. Embassy event, Visit USA Day or something like that.
Oh nice.
I'm going to have the chance to talk for a few minutes about how technology has affected, positively, hopefully, the travel sector, the travel industry, and how people can make better use of technology to, you know, get better deals on travel and things like that.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Expedia, that's the one I use.
I use several. I use Expedia, I use Hotwire, and one of the things that I do is I creatively try to apply both incognito mode and VPNs. Maybe we can talk about that next week.
Yeah,
that's some
that's
cheaper
good because,
flights.
That's good. Yeah, we could do that, couldn't we? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Technology for travel.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. We've sorted that out. Can't wait now.
Mm.
Okay, well, let's see. 7th is today, is it? Oh, it'll be next Wednesday, won't it? I guess the Apple thingy. So we'll be able to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
All right, Alex.
We'll see what we missed.
All right. As always, thank you so very much. Thanks for sorting out our computer for us as well.
Good to be here.
And that's it. Let's bring us up towards the top of the hour. Let me just remind you, because we do have a guest coming in the last hour of this morning's program. And we're going to be talking about the theatre and a production which is coming up. It's called Applause, Going Inside. We're going to be talking to the producer of this play, and it's Arena Medaglia, and she's going to be coming in and chatting with us. So that's still to come here on this morning's breakfast show. But as of right now,
escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Cuidemos juntos sus instalaciones limpias, evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Mm, You are listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. We are on 89.3 Cool FM as we make our way to 13 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. And just to remind you, don't forget, won't be long till lunchtime, the De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen speciality food shop, is also now in Paitia Mall. This is next to the Panama Clinic or the Pacific Center. There you can find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafood, tapas, recognized wines, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. Yes, you can take them away and heat them up and have them for your lunch. Anyway, here on The Breakfast Show, we're going to go back to the music, starting with this one. It's a great one from Don McLean.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined, soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
It wasn't my intention to mislead you. It never should have been this way. What can I say? It's true.
Marquita and Toy Soldiers, following on from Vincent by Don McLean. 22 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with our guest this morning about a new play coming out. We're telling you all about that, so do stick around. And we've still got plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock, like this one. This is Lou Graham. And just between you and I.
Tonight. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You could say I lost my faith in science and progress. You could say I lost my belief in religion. Lost my sense of direction. You could say all of this and worse, but if I ever lose my faith in you, there'll be nothing left for me to do. Some would say I was a lost man in a lost world. You can say I lost my faith in the people on TV. You can say I lost my belief in a politician.
I tell you what, remember that cover. That cover of Sound of Silence by Disturbed. Well, that's Disturbed as well. And good, isn't it? My faith in you. Don't lose my faith in you. I'll never lose my faith in you. That is Disturbed. Quite interesting, isn't it? Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We're just coming up for 28 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock. We haven't got too long to go. We haven't heard anything from our intended guest for this morning. We'll just have to see what happens, but not to worry. We'll just play loads of music. We can do that, you know. Never leave a tender moment alone. according to Billy Joel, Leave One Alone. That's it. Leave a tender moment alone, Billy Joel. Hey, I tell you what, here's something to think about, and do it straight away. Don't waste any time. On The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, and that's okay, that's all you've got to say. I heard it on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. What's he talking about, you say? Well, if you have a 2010 or a newer car, and you say that you heard this mention on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, you get a full free inspection on your car, okay? It has to be 2010 or newer. I think they made a mistake there because mine's 2010. I can pop down there and get a myself. It's a $50 actual value. They will give you a full free inspection. Just say that you heard this on the Breakfast Show with Jerry D. And how do you do that? Well, you can WhatsApp them on 6431-0419. 6431-0419 is the WhatsApp number. It's easy, isn't it? So if your car is 2010 or newer, and they'll give you a free full inspection, $50 value. What we've got to say is that you heard this mention on The Breakfast Show. Well, I tell you what, we had Don McLean a little bit earlier. He was singing about Vincent, wasn't he? Let's see how Daniel's doing, shall we? Where is Dan? Daniel. That's beautiful, isn't it? Nice re-enhanced version of that one, To Serve With Love from Lulu. Following on, it was Elton John, of course, singing about Daniel leaving on a plane. They're all doing it today, aren't they? Good grief. Anyway, I guess that Renee and Rick got away eventually in the end without any problems. Mr. George Michael. There's always sort of sirens following him around, isn't there? This is called the Crazy Man Dance.
I'm still here, but I'm so scared. I'm still here. was alive in the city of gold. He left and let nobody know. Gone were the towers he had known from a child, along with a dream of a life. He traveled the wide open road, the blinkered arcade, in search of another to share in his life. No prayer. Everyone looked so strange to him. He got no horns and he got no tail. He don't even know of our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold? It lies in deep distance. He cried and wept as they led him away to a cage. Beasts that can talk read the sign. They pushed and they prodded his frame and questioned his story again. But soon they grew bored of their prey, the beast that can talk more like a freak or publicity stunt. Oh, 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 oh. They got no horns and they got no tail.
Jerry D. band. Ba 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 ba.
There we go, having a bit of a party making their way up this morning, aren't they? Beach Boys bring us to the end of this morning's programme. That was following on from Genesis and a trick of the atoll, what that was called. And say Barbara Ann from the Beach Boys. And that's it. We had a no-show, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Our guest that was supposed to be with us didn't turn up. So anyway, we had a bit more music, didn't we? Had a little bit of fun. So anyway, big thanks this morning goes out to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, for being with us. Always good to see Alex when he can make it with us. So thank you to him for that. And also Yasmin, working away in the background there. She's been busy this morning, she has. So big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. Also my big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there, still in the United Kingdom, over there in Windsor, United Kingdom. And to intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for Everyday Story of Country Folk. And well, as always, to the boys and girls of Grupo Grado, turn us on in the morning. Yep, and turn us off in a minute. Don't forget to stay tuned. We've got two chat SOS with Gigi. Yes, Gigi's going to be with you in just a couple of minutes. So do hang around for that. And well, big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. If you want to join us, just give us a WhatsApp. The number is 677-18822. 677-18822. Always nice to have you on board. And remember, I'll be back with you tomorrow. What's tomorrow? TGIF. It is indeed. It's Friday. So what do? We play lots of music on Friday. And we do What, Where and When. And Ingrid does her freaky fun facts, so that's always nice. So that's tomorrow. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, please, please do it carefully. I want to be talking to you tomorrow. Don't forget, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.